Our parsha starts off by telling us the command that there's a fire that has to eternally burn on the Mizbeach. And it says, Eish tamid tukar al Mizbeach lo tichbe. The fire needs to burn and it can never go out. And of course, there is a lot of possibility as to what that means and why that has to be. You know, on some level, it's kind of like, you know, the slogan, Lahavdil, of the hotels, like the light, we leave the light on for you at Motel 6. The idea is that God's house is always open for business, even though it's closed, but there's always an inviting feel to it. That's, you know, one, certainly a possibility of it. But there is a philosophical idea that's also going on in here. And that's the idea that there has to be some passionate fire that's burning that can never go out. And I think that that's something that we have to really, like, try to understand just a little bit. What is it that really means? There's a fire that has to burn at all times? Perhaps the answer could be understood from a story. A beautiful story that took place many, many years ago. In the post-Holocaust era of New York and American Jewry, things were not great. That orthodoxy did not have the strength that it has nowadays. And when Judaism was at that point, there was a young man who went out to be Makariv people, and it was not an easy job. When someone asked him, how are you successful? He said, my key to success is the following. He said, you have to understand that if my fire is burning hot, then hopefully that will translate into success with my students. And he compared it to the following. If you go into the mikveh, you go into a pool, and the pool is cold, so the only way to ensure that the pool is warm is you take hot coals or something like that, and you drop them into the pool. And then the intense heat that they give off makes the water warmer. But if the water is very vast and the coals are very small, it's not going to make it fiery hot like the coals. It's going to make it lukewarm. But if the fiery coals to start off with are not burning hot, but they're just lukewarm, and when they go into the water, it'll almost make no dent. He said, my key to success is the fact that I make sure that I am fiery and as hot as can be. And by that, I ensure that hopefully my next generation, my disciples, my students, they might not have it as hot as I am, but at least I'll have some degree of it. And so that's the key. It can never die out. It has to be a flame that's burning strong and hard. And when that's the case, what ends up happening is we impact the next group. Although they might not be as passionate as us, there's still a much better chance. That's perhaps the philosophical, hashkafic message of the beginning of our parsha. Have a great day.